4NUE, any station. Can I have a radio check, please?
KO4NUE, KO4PXB, you're loud and clear on this end.
KO4NUE, thank you, Lord, appreciate it. Just trying to make sure everything's operational on my end before the net. KO4NUE, I'll be there in just a second. CQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. If there is any formal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. We will now begin the roll call portion of the net. This net is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. We'll now begin the pre-check-in, starting with KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville, KA4ACL, Sally in Simpsonville, and K3DOV, Upstate ARC in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Ashley in Simpsonville, K4XMR, Mail and Prosperity, W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, N4IEI, Miss Isla in Traveler's Rest, KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, K1CJW, Roland in Pickens, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, KD2BNG, Mr. Glenn in Great Court, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, K4OIM, Walt in Inman, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, K4OSH, Pat in Malden. Let me stop right here and let my radio drop. 5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors, KA2AXQ, Ken in Pickens, KG4WNP, Landon in Dacusville, KM4MKH, Marshall in Fruit Cove, Florida, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley, N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson, and K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. We appreciate you guys using the pre-check function on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That is a nice function when you're not able to check in via RF. So with that, we'll move on to Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
Net control, this is Kilo 4, November, Papa Zulu, K4NPZ. Name is Bobby Baker, Oscar Baker, Baker Yankee. I'm in Woodstock, Georgia. And first time check in, good?
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Recognize two Echo Link stations, starting with KNK4NPZ, Mr. Bobby, in Woodstock, Georgia. Bobby, appreciate you joining us tonight, especially via Echo Link. So let me take the opportunity to welcome you to the net and also tell you that this net happens every night at 9 o'clock. We have a different net controller every night. We typically have anywhere from 40 to 70 check-ins. On Wednesday nights, we have a swap net that is the net control station over the swap net is KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary. And there's ham-related items there, antennas, radios, you know, things like that. So just want to say welcome to the net, and we'd love to have you check in every night if you can afford to do so. So with that, we'll move on to the call, which is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John in Brown Summit. And just had another EchoLink station pop up. And I'll move and collect that check-in. But, Mr. John, I have you down for some comments, too, sir. Okay, EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
Alan, I said hi. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. Everybody out there on the net. I'm mobile in Waynesville this evening. This is KE0UUX. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is everybody on the net tonight. Thank you.
I would like to welcome Mr. Joe, UUX, and you be safe out there mobiling around in Waynesville tonight, Joe. All right, stand by 1 second. We've had another EchoLink station pop up, so let me get all the Echo. We'll move on to the RF portion shortly after that. So EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, hello, good evening, begin, Chad. If you would, check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, and yourself all over the net. No traffic, no queue. And do be sure, Chad, and tell Miss Anna hello for me.
Go ahead and recognize what we've got, which is KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. And Stephen, I will tell Miss Anna that you said hello. So with that, looks like we've got all the EchoLink stations. So we'll move on to the RF portion of the check-in tonight. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima. So any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, say it's 73 for each one of you.
KO4NUE. Good evening. This is Whiskey America 4, Japan, Zanzibar. Portable 4. It's Andy. We're transmitting here from Mount Pisgah. Good evening. We're negative and negative.
You and Miss Anna are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Zid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For NUE. See you, Chad. And hi to Anna if she's sitting there by you. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 73.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. It's way down in the noise. Have no audio. If you're on a handy, maybe you can move locations and try again. Don't give up. We'd like to have you check in. So try one more time, sir. Just barely make some letters out, so why don't we try it this way? The noise level is pretty high on your signal. So give me your call sign, words twice, please.
got KO4 something HC. Try again, sir. Alpha Charlie, I believe. Or Whiskey Alpha Charlie. Is that correct, sir?
Pharmacy. Is a Zulu question mark and then the Charlie.
Zulu Alpha Charlie. Is that correct, sir?
Delta Charlie.
Yes, sir. QSL. KO4 Zulu Delta Charlie. Did anybody get his name or location? Zulu Delta Charlie. Can I have your name and location, sir? Acknowledge the check-ins we've got so far. I believe I've got him in the log. So we'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that's Mr. James, in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and WA4JJZ, Mr. Andy, at Mount Pisgah, W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, in Fletcher, North Carolina, KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry in Greer. And Larry, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. And KC4MFK, that's Donna's wife, Larry's wife, Miss Donna, also in Greer. And Larry, you please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4 Zulu Delta Charlie, Mr. Brian in Georgia. So with that, we'll go ahead and ask for any more stations, India through Lima. Please call KO4NUE.
Echo, K4LWE, Larry and Peacock. No traffic, but I do have a question.
And welcome to K4LWE, K4LWE, that's Mr. Larry in Piedmont. And Larry, you go ahead with your question, sir.
Yeah, I can wait till Rags you. It's a simple question. I was wondering if when the club might meet again in person. K4LWE, back to you, K4LWE.
Mr. Larry, stand by 1 second. Let me see if we can get our net manager on frequency real quick, and we'll go ahead and see if we can get that question answered for you. W4DJW, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, W4DJW. Go ahead, Chad.
Then checked in, Mr. Larry from Piedmont, K4LWE, and he wants to know when the club will have their next in-person meeting.
So they were talking about doing that for this meeting that's coming up, but they haven't confirmed it yet, and there's only 10 days left. So I can try to get confirmation on that from the club president between now and Gary's net tomorrow night. And so if he comes back tomorrow night, hopefully I can have an answer for that, if we're going to do that this go around or not.
Dave. K4LWE, Larry, do we answer your question, sir?
Yes, sir. Sorry to interrupt the net, but thank you very much. I'll be listening this week to find out. K4LWE, back to you next.
We move on to the next station. Let me jump up on EchoLink real quick and ask for any EchoLink stations that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE.
Net control, recheck.
Go ahead, recheck.
Just wanted to check in with you about Gary's event tomorrow. I didn't hear that on any of the announcements. Just wondering what that was about. Back to net control.
KI4DOS, our Wednesday night net controller, Mr. Gary, he holds a swap net every Wednesday night. And we had a station call in, want to know when the next club meeting would be held in person. So our net controller answered that question and said he would post, try to post a response tomorrow night on Gary's net.
College, yeah, I'm aware of the swap net on Wednesdays. I wasn't sure if you guys were holding some type of special event or something like that. You know, I'm pretty new to the ham radio community, only being in it about 4 years now, and this is about the most active I've been in a while. So I just appreciate the feels on that, and thank you so much. Back to net control. Thank you.
Joe, that's what we're here for, to move information. So appreciate your question. So with that, we'll move on to the next group tonight, which is Mike through Papa. Any station that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and your suffix begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE? Good. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Beck, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
WG4MC, Matt in Western Greenville County, V Native and Native, 73, you and all the net, and tell Miss Anna I said hello.
QE. Ready check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont, heading to work tonight. 73, you chat, all on the net, be negative and negative tonight.
KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's go ahead and recognize. Well, before we do that, I just want to say one station and was way down in the noise. I was not able to get your call. So if you do not hear your call and would like to try again, we'll pause after the last acknowledgement. We'd like to welcome KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, that's Miss Michelle, all in Piedmont. Also, we'd like to welcome WG4MC, Matt, in Western Greenville County. Matt's our Thursday night net controller, and Matt, appreciate you dropping by tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont. So we'll pause here just for a second and see if that station can try to make it in. Move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station that has a suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
NUE, please check in Kilo Delta 4 Sierra Romeo Romeo. This is Robert, and his QTH tonight is back at his familiar QT. I have a question for later on. 73s.
NUE. Again, Whiskey November for Sierra. Chris and Lyman. No traffic, not you. Good evening to you and all the net.
4 NUE. Again, KO4 QLG. Chris and Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
A good group. We'd like to welcome KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, at his favorite spot, the QT. And Robert, I hope you have a great parking spot tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome WN4S, Mr. Chris, in Lyman. and KO4QLG, Mr. Chris in Liberty. And KD4SRR, I have you down for some comments, sir, and I will swing back and pick you up at the appropriate time. So with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
UE. Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Oh. And Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative.
Go ahead and recognize K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, appreciate you checking in with us tonight. And also W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod in the land of Waz. And Rod, one of these nights, I'm going to get you to tell me something about the land of Waz. You always pique my interest with that. So, all right, with that, we'll make an additional call for any station, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee, Greenville.
Welcome, KO4 Yankee Hotel Yankee, Mr. Jim in Greenville. And Jim, appreciate you checking in with us tonight. All right, let me make sure I didn't miss anybody. Uniform 3 Zulu. Any station, Uniform 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling in tonight. It's good to hear Whiskey America 4, Japan, Japan, Zanzibar. That's Andy, who used to be down in Aiken, the flatlands of Aiken. He's up at Pisgah. It's good to hear him back on the radio after being away for so long. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Whiskey 4, Bravo Foxtrot Alpha, Pat. North of Traverse Rest, checking in. Good evening to all, and we'll see you later.
Please check in Kilo Foxtrot 7, Juliet, India, Gulf. That's KF7JIG. Tom and Seneca, negative and negative.
Paul. Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
Show 4, Bravo Golf Romeo, Brett Gaxton, be negative and negative.
KO 4 NUE, WA 4 JJZ. I just wanted to say thanks to Dave there, who welcomed me back. I'm normally calling in from down the flatlands of Aiken, and I happen to be up in the mountains this time, and maybe for a week or so I'll be checking in that. This is WA4JJZ, Andy. We'll see you later.
Just in case, you know, if you'd like to have a short informal with Dave, you're welcome to call your station, sir.
Good to hear you, Andy. Appreciate that, Chad. W4DJW. I'll let you turn it back to net control, Andy.
DJW. Okay, very good. Thanks. Back to you, net control. KO4NUEWA4JJZ.
That's good to hear you two guys link up. So, all right, we'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave and Greer, our net manager. And Dave, appreciate all you do for this net. Also, we'd like to welcome W4DFA, Mr. Pat, north of Travelers Rest, and KF7JIG, that's Mr. Tom and Seneca, and KC2DQV, Mr. Bob in Great Court, and KK4BGR, Mr. Brett in Gaffney. All right, so with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. I am mobile in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Chad. Thanks for calling it.
4NUE. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. And I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks. 4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick, mobiling around in Piedmont. And Patrick, we're glad we can be along with the ride for you tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry in Candler, North Carolina. And KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith in Seneca tonight. All right, any more stations? Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4NUE.
Dad, I'm in Penrose, not Piedmont. KO4HK.
Got that, Patrick. I wrote down Penrose, but said Piedmont. So, all right, sorry about that. So we'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick, mobiling around in Penrose tonight. All right, we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in at short time. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu. Name is Chan, located in Easley, currently mobile. Back to work on an emergency call.
NUE. And Chad, please check in. KF4NXY David. And AF4S. X Murray, we're in Southern Greenville County. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
We're in UE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. Sorry I missed my turn. I was doing something else. Got carried away. And that KO4ZDC lives down in Houston, Georgia, which is right outside Brazelton. It's 82 and a half miles from my house, so I don't know how far it is to the repeater. I'll be here for comments there, Chad.
QE. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Just mark me in and out.
KUE. To India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but I will be monitored.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, APA, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd and Sensibile. I'll be in and out.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. No traffic, no comments. I'll be monitoring.
NUE. And Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Sensibile. Also checking my wife Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. Thanks for calling that tonight, Chad. We'll be in and out, and 7-3 to the net.
That group. So let's go ahead and recognize KO4WWZ, that's Mr. Chandler. Mobiling around in Easley tonight. And Chandler, if you're on an emergency call in construction, please be careful tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary. He brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY, Miss Joy. Gary, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. Also, KF4NXY, Mr. David. He brings along his wife, AF4SXM, Miss Marie, in Southern Greenville County. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan in Asheville, KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock, KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville, and Lloyd, you please tell Tracy we said hello. Also, WD8RON, Mr. Ed in North Carolina, W2MJB, Mr. Mark in Simpsonville, and KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, also in Simpsonville. And Mark and Wendy are also two net controllers on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So, all right, let me make one more call. Any station, Alpha 3 Zulu, before we close the formal portion out. Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Now, Kilo Mike 4. Echo, Foxtrot, Tango, Shannon, and Hendersonville.
Welcome, KM4EFT. That's Mrs. Shannon in Hendersonville. Appreciate you dropping by tonight, Miss Shannon. And we'd like to have you on the net anytime. So nice to hear from you tonight, ma'am. All right, we'll go ahead and close the formal portion out tonight. And we'll come back and pick up the rag chewers one by one. So this is KO4NUE, now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew portion may secure your station at this time. It has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. And now we'll go first on the stump, which is KN4RJN, Mr. John and Brown Summit. So go ahead and take it, John.
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Chad. Say hello to Anna for me. What's going on in your world? It's cloudy up here.
Spot today, we did manage to put up 13 quarts of tomatoes. And I'm sad to say that I think I'm starting to lose some of my tomato plants. I don't know exactly what else to do at this point. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. And, you know, we just put a lot of work and effort into that. And just, you know, hate to see them, you know, do that. But, like I said, so far we've gotten about 15, 16 quarts off of them. So we're happy with that.
This is KN4RJN. What happened to them? What's getting them? Is it the hot weather or dry weather or something else going on?
I swear it's probably just me. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but it just seems like every time I try to grow something, it dies very quickly. So Dad's never, you know, had this problem. So he's turned the garden over to me this year. He calls it, you know, changing of the guard. And I'm not doing too well with it.
This is KN4RJ, and so you have a black thumb, is that what you're saying?
It's immediate. It starts off well, but it goes south real quick. And it started about a week or so ago. Maybe not that far off. I just had a couple of branches that started to turn yellow, and I went and clipped them off. And I noticed one today that is just in complete wilt. So I'll pull the green tomatoes off of that and pickle those and set some of them up in the windowsill to see if I can get them to ripen up, but I don't think there's anything I can do at this point with them.
KN4RJN. So when you walk through the garden section of Home Depot or Lowe's or Walmart or wherever, do all the plants kind of turn away from you and hide their eyes? Is that what you're saying?
And when you go through the plants, you know, you usually go through the pesticide poison, the pesticide section first. Those have a tendency to kind of want to jump in the basket, I think, because, like I said, when it comes to plants, death is associated with my name. But I don't have a whole lot of luck with it. When I got back from the last deployment, and I planted 24 walnut trees, 10 or 15 cherry trees, 10 or 15 apple trees. And as it stands, we have one cherry tree, one apple tree that is just covered in blight and it never yields, and no walnuts. So, you know, I'm not exactly doing well with it.
So you're a walking herbicide then, I guess. Well, I used to accuse my wife of that, you know, when she would walk through the plant section, all the plants would go, no, no, cover their leaves, covering their heads, trying to get away from her. But it didn't matter what the plant was. Indoor plants that would just, you know, die whenever she came around. We accused her of being the angel of death in the plant world. But you know, some people got it, some people don't. But what can I say? In any event, I think I told said on the net the other night about a meteor shower coming up. Wanted to remind everybody of that coming up on the 29th, the Southern Delta Aquarius coming out of the constellation of Aquarius. And if you got a program like Stellarium or something similar. And Stellarium, by the way, does have a mobile app that you can get on your phone to help you find that. But Aquarius is not far off from the Scorpion, which is fairly easy to find. And Jupiter's back in the skies now after midnight, so on the 29th especially, go out and see if you can see a few meteors. And on any other night when you're not socked in with clouds, which is what we are up here right now, you know, the moon's about half right now, and it comes up, it went down this afternoon about 2 o'clock or thereabouts. So it'll be up sometime in the later on. And it's about half, so it doesn't wash out the whole sky, so you can still see some things. But keep looking up. What can I say? This is, and that's about all I've got, Chad. So I will back on out of here, say 73, say hello to Anna for me, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
All right, John. Well, I appreciate you keeping us abreast of what's happening in the heavens. That's always nice to hear, and you know, I know Anna looks forward to, you know, kind of what's going on in the sky. So, appreciate you prompting her to get me out in the yard at 3 a.m. and take a look at the stars. So, appreciate that, John. And you have a nice evening, sir. And I hope you stay safe up there in North Carolina. All right, so with that, we'll ask for any more check-ins. Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Pete, hope you and Miss Anna are doing well tonight. If you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike, the location is Simpsonville. Running late as usual tonight, Chad. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on there.
Oh. In Kilo Delta 4, Tango Whiskey, Papa, that's Tom. And also check in Kilo Golf 4, Lima Kilo Alpha, that's Angie. We're Paynes Creek, Northeast Georgia Campground, negative.
can you give me your location again? Was it Ping Creek? Is that what you said, sir?
Paines, yeah, Papa Alpha Yankee, Paines Creek Campground. It's up here around Hart County.
Okay, so we'd like to welcome AK4HR, that's Mr. Mike, in Simpsonville. And Mike, you're never too late to check in. We'll always welcome you here, sir. All right, we'd also like to welcome KD4TWP, that's Mr. Tom. He brings along his wife, KG4LKA, Miss Angie, in Paines Creek Campground tonight. Appreciate you guys checking in with us. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next on the rag queue. If I miss you on this group, hang around just for a second. I'll come back and pick you up at that time. So with that, we'll go ahead and take Mr. Larry. He's next on the stump tonight, KK4JBQ. So go ahead and take it, Larry.
For NUE. Good evening, Chad. Let me first of all start by saying I know I'm not alone. We all appreciate the efforts that you make to bring us this net. As a matter of fact, that goes for all of you guys who are operating net controls. We wouldn't have this information. We wouldn't have this entertainment. We wouldn't have this camaraderie and friendship without the efforts of the net controls. I just wanted to say that. And then I'll also say that it's been a day. It's been a whiz-bang of a day. Well, start out early this morning by welcoming a plumber to put a new water heater into the house. But he couldn't get into the gate. This is a gated community, and he couldn't get in the gate. So it was between this plumber and his central office, both of them calling us and trying to get it open. We're a good distance away from the gate, and walking up there just would take a half an hour to walk up and back. Neither of us would be running to do this. And anyway, that got installed, but we had lots of things happen during the install, which kind of made it funny, and I won't try to be comedic here, but it kept me laughing through the day. And then I was in another phone call earlier this evening, and Donna's in the other room on her phone, her cell phone, and she's talking to someone in New York, a friend of hers up there. And see, I wasn't aware of this. And here I am, I'm sitting in the sunroom, but it's on the other side of the wall in front of me. And she lets out this moan that sounds like, you know, something, she's really in trouble. So I throw the phone down and I go run into the next room, and she was just expressing herself. Donna has a voice, she's a voice major, or voice trained. She loves music. And she knows how to project her voice, and she does it, not even thinking about it. And it sounded like she's right here in the room with me, right? And she's moaning. So I throw the phone down, and I go running, and I says, I break through this, well, the door's closed. And so I break into the door, and I say, honey, are you okay? And she says, yeah, what? So I'm going to have to explain that one later. Anyway, it's been a day here. Good day. How was your day, Chad?
Day, I guess. We got an opportunity. Anna and I have coffee every morning. And we had a really good morning this morning with coffee. And, her school is a virtual teacher. And she manages, a group of special ed teachers. And, she had a lull in the schedule, so we got some extra time with coffee this morning, and that's always good. Like I said, with John, managed to get some tomatoes put up, and just trying to get, the rest of my week on schedule and planned. But I think last time we talked, Larry, we were talking about the dentist. Did you ever? I'm just curious how that went.
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, it was more correctly the periodontist. And this was just for a cleaning, which I do along with the dentist. I sort of alternate between dentist and periodontist. I got hooked up with the periodontist because one of my molars split. It just cleaved, as the gemologists say. It just cleaved, broke into two pieces. They had to fissure it out of there, and then they had to do some repair to the jawbone to hold the implant that they would be putting in. It took 8 months to get this done. And anyway, it was a lot of fun, yeah. But I got this work done, and now I am going to, every 3 months I see either the dentist or the periodontist. And I figure I'm fine, and I'm healthy as a horse. Otherwise, I don't spend any money on medical things. I'm saying that with prayer in my, I hope it's coming through, because I'm over 70 now. And one of these days, it's just all going to fold up like a book, the book of life. And it'll be over for me. Don't know how that's going to happen, but then none of us do, But I'd just rather be just as I am right now, as healthy as a horse. And I've dropped 20 pounds here recently, and I had to get new pants. Went down 2 inches in my pant size. I'm going to have to get a new belt because I'm in the last hole in the belt. Good gravy. I hope I answered the question, yes?
Nick, the last time we were talking about that, we were sharing some dentist stories and, so I've got a little story I want to share with the net tonight. So I don't like dentists, periodontists, dentists, technicians, whatever you want to call them. I just do not like going to a dentist. It's a phobia, actually. So, but the last time I went, they have in my charts, you got to give this guy some gas to get him settled down. So I'm, laid back in the chair, and she's administering the laughing gas. And in the cubicle next to me is a, I guess he's a 16-year-old young man. And his mother is back there with him. And the nurse comes in, and she puts the laughing gas on my nose. And she says, I'll be back in just a second. I got to go over to the next cubicle and give that young man some laughing gas as well. So she gives him the gas, and we both get, a little goofy with the gas. And sometimes you say some things that you're not proud of when you're under the gas. But this kid, he starts talking up a storm. And he starts talking about his girlfriend. And the mother just, she is going to seize this opportunity. So she starts asking some questions about the girlfriend. And I can't recall what question she asked him. But I remember saying, I'm under the gas too. I remember saying, no, don't you do it. Don't you answer that question. The whole dentist office just broke out in laughter, And the mother just gave me this scowl of a look, that's my funny dentist story. I know other people have different experiences, but it always kind of ends up for me some kind of way in the dentist's office like that. So I just thought I'd share that with you.
Sometimes that the man on the mountain takes his good time, and I just wanted to jump back and say, I wish I'd been there. I just wish I'd been there, because that sounds like some of the best natural comedy I've heard in a long time. That the other fella and you were both sort of incapacitated out of your mind, I guess. I know how that stuff can affect you. I remember the first time ever I got a good dose of that was when they removed the pieces of the molar that I spoke of earlier. And they thought they had to give me that, and maybe they did. You know, I just figure they're the best judge of what's involved in the work that they're doing. And I just sit there and I didn't do any work at all. That'll come up later. So anyway, I can remember saying, you know, look at that arm. I remember saying this. I says to the dentist, or I guess it was the periodontist. He was going to remove the tooth and he was going to replace it with an implant and such. So I says, look at that arm. You know, I don't really care about that arm. It's my right arm, okay? And I says, I don't really care about that right arm. Would you cut that off for me? And I was totally serious. I mean, I'm out of my mind. And it's just nitric oxide. I mean, it was nothing really, you know, but a very controlled amount, I suppose. But what it makes me feel like is just not in my own body. I just didn't really care about that arm. It's really weird. I think about this now, and I've never thought thoughts like that in my life. And I don't know why drugs would make you feel that way.
Okay, well, that's, you know, that those anesthetics and laughing gas and things like that, you know, they really mess with you. But I just can't do the dentist. You know, we've got a little routine. I don't know what they've written in my charts. But, you know, as soon as I come in there and sit in the chair, the nurse pulls up my chart, and she's going, okay, we got a little routine. We need to go here. So, you know, I got have to wear a little lead shield over me, you know, and the laughing gas, too. So I get it. It's just, that's not my favorite thing to do. But I just want to follow up with you, Larry, and see if, you know, if things worked out okay.
Yeah, fine. And I know talking about medical things does not appeal to some people that are a little squeamish about it, or maybe, you know, but I think I can vicariously develop an opinion about something without having to go through the pain. So I don't mind listening to other people's medical stuff. Anyway, I hope we've been of some entertainment value, really. I laughed the whole way through. I enjoyed it. Oh, and another thing I want to say. Do you notice anything different about my signal tonight? KK4JBQ.
And I'm fixing to comment on it, and I'm ashamed that you beat me to the punch. But you got a really good signal, and it sounds like you got some humps behind it. So you must have got the Kenwood set up.
Like a book. Yes, sir. I know I've been talking about it. For people who haven't been around for the last 10 years, I once had a really nice Yaesu radio, and then had a flood in the shack, and then I went to HTs, and I went from Baofengs to other brands of HTs. And it was never really, you know, talking on an HT on a net is kind of weird, you know. But talking on a radio, a real bona fide radio, with a real bona fide microphone in your hand, it gives you a sense of power, you know, there's power here. And I know I can get through. I can turn this up to 50 watts, and I'm not there. I'm at like 10 watts, but that's three times what the HT would do at its greatest output. So anyway, there's a sense of power, you know, and I will never run out of a battery again. I know that disappoints you, Chad, because you kind of made a game of running my batteries out. I had the original and a backup battery, and you know, for those listening, Chad made kind of a sport of talking my batteries flat, And when I finally had to just give up because it's beeping at me, I can't talk anymore, goodbye, good night, then it's like game hunting or something. Anyhow, I'm on a bona fide radio, and I like it. You know, model number's not important. It's actually running on electric power. Actual plug-in power supply. So I feel real good about that recent update to my shack. Anyway, Chad, I know there's other people following, and I can't wait to hear them. So here we are after 10 o'clock. Last thing I want to say is don't know what your count is tonight, but you're not going to beat Anna this week. You're just not going to do it. She had 104, I believe it's the count, 104 check-ins last night, and we are all so proud of both Anna and Wendy for their efforts, and I really do hope that this becomes an annual thing, that we recognize Silent Keys and honor Ray Allison, one of the founders of this net, in the month of July. I have thoroughly enjoyed the whole thing. We got one more Sunday We have one more Monday coming up. And I have a special Silent Key that I want to recognize. This is KK4JBQ. I have enjoyed it, and it's been a pleasure to have you as our net control tonight. 7-3.